Spring is finally here, and in coming weeks, many of us may find ourselves infected with a fever to clean. It's time to weed out your wardrobe, vacuum behind the couch, maybe even dig into the depths of your pantry and chuck those decade-old granola bars. But there's one place that might get a pass in the spring clean, the junk drawer. You know you've got one. And Kit Yarrow, consumer psychologist at Golden Gate University, joins us now to tell us what they say about us. Hey, Kit, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I'm assuming you have a junk drawer, do you?
Of course. Everybody has a junk drawer.
Everyone does, right?
I mean, I
have to admit, I would be suspect of someone who didn't have a junk drawer. I mean, you're maybe too organized.
No, that wouldn't be right. Exactly.
So let's backtrack a little bit. You're a consumer psychologist, mm-hmm. and that means you poke around in other people's junk drawers as part of your research? Really?
It sounds odd, but I do.
So what is in, are there some things that are just always in a junk drawer?
The junk drawer starts out as kind of a way where people feel organized. They keep things that they use all the time in there, like scissors and tape
yes.
and box cutters. And then it sort of becomes a place where, well, this thing is so tiny. If I don't put it someplace safe, I'll lose it. So then we start getting in rubber bands and safety pins mm-hmm. and toothpicks and stuff like that. And then it gets really interesting. So once we get the necessities in there, then you get to find out what somebody's life is really like.
Give us some examples of things you have found in junk drawers that are especially illuminating about a person and their habits, perhaps.
When people fail on a mission, like they want to lose weight or stop smoking or something, for some reason they can't give up the things that they purchase to help them. So you do find things like expired Nicorette or Fitbits. I think the most interesting thing to me, though, is all the mementos that people choose to keep. There's matchbooks in there that people tell me are from the first date, New Year's horns and ticket stubs and stuff like that, and really a lot of meaningful emotional experiences in their life. They have a tangible little representation left. And that's oftentimes found in the junk drawer. They can't get rid of it, but they don't necessarily need it.
But at the same time, we clearly don't feel compelled to put these things in a proper scrapbook. I mean, I'm the same way. I was digging through my junk drawer, and I found all kinds of stuff. I mean, like pictures of my kids, and there are like, you know, old tickets to events. And I just can't seem to get myself to the idea of putting them in a more proper location. And so they just, it's the junk drawer for me is the place, it's the orphan stuff, the stuff that has no other home.
Exactly. And if it makes you feel any better, everybody does that. So I think it maybe wouldn't be a bad thing to look at the junk drawer as just sort of like a living scrapbook and just let it go.
Oh, I love that idea.
People have so much fun telling me about their junk drawer. So I'll go through and I'll say, well, what's this? And why do you have a clothespin? And, you know, why do you have this New Year's horn? And their face lights up and they go through the experience they had that led them to want to keep a memento.
I love this. I mean, you're essentially leaving us off the hook. We don't have to clean our junk drawers.
Yeah, I would say get rid of some of the rubber bands, expired medicine, old coupons. I mean, there are things in there that probably could go. But in terms of having a little resting place for things that are emotionally potent, why not?
All right. I'm just going to leave it be. That's going to make me happy. Kit Yarrow is the author of Decoding the New Consumer Mind, How and Why We Shop and Buy. Thanks so much, Kit.
My pleasure.
And now we're giving you a chance to come clean. Take a picture of your junk drawer. Show it to us on Twitter. Mine will be there, too, if you're interested. I don't know why you would be, but it'll be up there. We're at NPR Weekend. You can find me at Rachel NPR.